USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding a series of rallies in the battleground state of Pennsylvania on Monday. President Trump's last stop of the day in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania.
Decade after decade, vote after vote, Sleepy Joe Biden has betrayed Pennsylvania, you know that. He repeatedly tried to cut Social Security and Medicare. You didn't know that until a week ago when we started showing you the clips. And that was Bernie Sanders is the one that exposed him on that. Now, after years of economic treachery, he wants to ban fracking, and he's going to.
The Senate set to vote on Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. That vote set to begin at 7:25 Eastern time. President Trump likely to hold a swearing-in ceremony at the White House Monday night, meaning she could be working as a justice on the Supreme Court as early as tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with one campaign event on Monday, the vice president in Chester, Pennsylvania, talking about the president and COVID-19.
Donald Trump is the worst possible president, the worst possible person to try to lead us through this pandemic. And I don't think he just said either doesn't have any idea what to do or he just doesn't care.
Vice President Mike Pence campaigning in Minnesota on Monday, the vice president continuing to campaign even after members of his staff tested positive for COVID-19. The vice president has tested negative both Sunday and Monday. As far as if the vice president should be campaigning, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC's Good Morning America.
So I think everybody's got to put the health of the people they're going to be in touch with first. You got to keep yourself away from everybody, and I'm a little bit surprised.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Apple is planning to roll out new AirPods. The new AirPods would join the much-anticipated high-end over-earphone headphones. Those headphones may be available as early as the beginning of 2021. Oreo built a doomsday vault to protect its recipe and cookies. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Fry.
Oreo has stored cookies in an almost indestructible vault just in case that asteroid hits in early November.
Yes, this asteroid is real. Asteroid 2018 VP1 will pass Earth on November 3rd.
Sometimes I'll check Twitter just to see what people are saying about Oreos. On October 3rd, I came across a tweet unlike any I had ever seen before. It said, asteroid coming for Earth, who will save the Oreos?
I've been in the cookie business for 22 years. I've never had a chance like this.
Then we heard about the Global Seed Vault. They store all of the seeds for humanity in case of a huge disaster.
I received a call with a strange request from Oreo. To build a vault that works just like the Global Seed Vault. I'd hate for the world to lose Oreo cookies. It's a big responsibility.
The Mylar packaging is impervious to different chemical reactions, air, and moisture, and can keep the cookies really fresh even after a number of years have passed. The asteroid is only the size of a refrigerator.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.